without a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out all points bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention. The government is the problem. Is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope I'm not blowing out your speakers. I'm going to lean back a little bit. It looks like I am. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. Let me turn up my headphones. That way I'll hear myself. Let me do this. Let me turn this down. Let me turn this up. And then I'll come in like this, and then it won't be all bad. Cool. Welcome. This is the Dutch Jones radio program coming to you live Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast time for all you people everywhere else in the United States. The forgotten state, the one everybody's given up on, California. Dead center in the belly button of probably the second or third, maybe third worst state in the union, if you're a union feller, that is. But that doesn't mean that we're not here fighting the good fight. We're not standing in the gap here. We are doing everything we can for our King, Jesus Christ. No king but King Jesus. We are a special breed of Christians. We are militant, separatist Christians. No, we're not a bunch of white fanatics waving a flag. We are Christians first. Christians first. And we embrace all who love Jesus Christ, and they're saved by the blood of the Lamb. And I could go on and on and on, but I always like to make that very clear, because it seems like every time I do a show, there's always one white supremacist or somebody that goes, I love what you guys are doing, Zeke Heil, what is it, 1488 or whatever it is, they do, no Zeke Heil, no Heil Hitler. Yeah, we're not socialists here. Hello, Warlin. Bubba, I don't know, Bubba, are you a regular listener and just changed your call sign here for the new room? We got a bunch of people in here already. So thank you so much. Bubba's in Maryland, and we were talking about Pastor David, what was his name?
Whitney.
David Whitney. I should remember that because we had a Whitney here for a while. Pastor David Whitney is from Maryland. I love the Maryland Constitution. Pastor David Whitney got up in our church and read the preamble to it, and it's just all about God and freedom and stuff like that, so it's nice to know. So if you're out there, look him up. I don't know if he lives in Elkton. I'm not sure where he lived. I just know I've listened to some of his sermons. He came out and trained with us. He had a revolver. And then he went to Front Sight with Pastor John Weaver from here, another great pastor down there in Georgia way. He's still in Georgia, right? He hasn't moved to Montana like everybody else, has he?
No, he's still in Georgia.
Okay, as far as we know, he's still in Georgia. Bunker Report on YouTube. Okay, Bubba, I know who you are. Great, great YouTube page. If you haven't checked it out, folks, the Bunker Report on YouTube. We have a small YouTube presence. I don't do as many videos as I'd like to do. We're spread so thin. The radio is our main ministry, but I do like videos. Although whenever I put our videos up, we get a lot of grief. Everybody just, all the hate mongers come out and just fling hate at me. It breaks my heart. Yeah, it's also a lot of the other militia guys. And these, our biggest enemy, really, are the recently separated veterans who, you know, God bless America, right or wrong, guys, who just don't get what we're doing. And I try to be a little politer to them because they've just been through the brainwashing machine. I'm ex-military myself, and I know how they work. So I'm a little politer to them, but they're like, hey, look at all the fatties running around the woods. And I'm like, hey, you know, we're not the Army, we're the militia. We're, like we talked about yesterday with Code 20 with Steve Klein, you know, we are all supposed to be in the best shape we can be in, granted. But we do the best we can with what we got, and we are the militia. We are not the Army. In fact, I like to, once you get them, you explain to them that the standing Army is unconstitutional. The only thing we should have is a Navy and a Marine Corps, and everything else should be militia, except for maybe some kind of militia Air Force now, given the technology. I don't know. I'm getting a little bit of rattle in my right ear. I hope this sounds good. Let us know, guys. We're still tweaking and playing with this stuff here on Ustream, which we are very happy with Ustream, although a lot of weird things happened yesterday to the chat box. I don't know if that was us or the Chinese or Sheriff Dupnik that was trying to interfere because we were talking about him. It's kind of weird. It's like when we talk about certain things, things start to go crazy. But we also have a presence on Facebook. We just mentioned YouTube. If you are on Facebook, look us up. Just Dutch Jones, DutchJones. We're on Twitter, too, but I don't know how to use it, to be honest with you. I just visited this morning. I woke up with bad allergies, couldn't sleep at about 5:30 or so, and went out and started looking at stuff, and it turned out we have a Twitter presence. I must have done that one night. So it's funny that we got all this stuff and I don't use it, but I prefer Facebook and this and some YouTube. The YouTube thing's good. I think we had like 5 videos up. I took them down because they weren't time sensitive. But the really funny thing is we've got like maybe the most 2,600 hits on some of our videos that we've done. And the video that the ladies did from the coast, from Southern California Martial Law Alerts, great people, we love them. If you're not getting my email, I don't know why you're not. If you're getting my email, I don't know why you're not responding. We need you here for training. We want to involve you in that, ladies, and you know who you are. I won't mention your names. But they interviewed me one day after church about the issues on the border, and that thing's got like 30,000 hits, 36,000 hits. I mean, I'm glad because it does mention Dutch Jones and all that kind of stuff, and some people have found me because of that. But it's weird. The videos we do just don't garner that kind of response. And the response that it does, about a third of it is maniacs. You know, that True Sons of Liberty guy. And what's the other ones? Children of Satan or something. I don't know what it is. But we get all the fanatics out. We get some really good middle-of-the-road stuff that I like. Just, hey, good job. Looks cool. You know, keep up the good work. And they missed the whole point, and they just want to debate theology. And I'm like, that's not what this is about. This isn't a theology page. This is a militia page. And we are Christian militia, and we're just letting you know we're here if you're interested in coming. We added another pliable day of training today. It's going to be late April, early May, but we have to have a minimum of 25 students for the class. I don't know what the maximum is yet. I'll tell you a little bit about that for friends of the show here. And we're getting another discounted training. You guys have heard us talk about one of our favorite fighting systems, which is split-second survival. Lou, could you put it in the chat room? Split-second survival. Larry Wick out of Alaska, an accomplished martial artist, boiled down a bunch of different martial arts into a basic system. There's no philosophy. There's no Tao of this split-second survival. It's basically just removing yourself from a situation using a level of force necessary to the force you're opposing. What?
No kata,
no stances, no locks, nothing. It's a great system using whatever's in your pocket, your bare hands. And we've been studying it. Lou got all the videos for Christmas. He wanted it, and he got it. Actually, he paid for it with his own money, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
He saved up with his weed-eating money and whatever. And he got the whole set, and we've been wanting to have Larry Wick come in, and he's a very busy man, and he called me today. I got to talk to Larry Wick on the phone. And it's a weekend seminar. We'll probably do it Friday and Saturday because we don't train on Sundays unless it's – well, we do train on Sundays. That's a myth, but we're going to do church, so it would take a big chunk out of the time. So we'd have to do it Friday and Saturday sometime in late April or early May. He wants 25 students in the class. And the price, you're not going to believe this, because what was it? What was he charging?
In 2006, his New York seminar, it was $300 for 2 days.
$300 for 2 days. But because he's checked out the church, that's why it took a while for him to come back at us, I guess. He checked out the church. He likes what we're doing here. I don't know if he's listening to the show. I hope he does, because he's kind of an unofficial sponsor. I like talking about him a lot, even though he doesn't give us any money. But he's going to do it for $150 here at the church. $150. I think it's 3 days, isn't it? Or is it 2 days?
2 or 3, whatever he said.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3, whatever his normal seminars are. I think it's 2 whole days, like a one-night orientation where he discusses the legal implications of using force, and then 2 days of, you know, beating up on each other. And we're looking forward to it. And I invite the listeners, if you're interested in this, you have to get a hold of me through the email, dutch@dutchjones.info, dutch@dutchjones.info. Here in California, we have some... You know, if you're coming from a long way off and you're combining it with a vacation or checking us out, you know, you can sleep on our floor. Chuck and the Princess Carlotta did that. But we can always put you somewhere. You can camp here while you do the training, especially that time of year. It's going to be beautiful here. It's just one additional training we're doing. Don't forget our pistol training on February 5th for the ladies. The ladies only pistol training. There's still some space available in that if you're interested. And then we've got some after-church trainings coming up in February, too. The CERT training on the third Sunday of the month, which is free. The pistol training is $90 for one day at DFT. If you go to dftraining.net, you can see what their classes are like. It's not far from here. It's about an hour and a half drive from here north in the foothills. And we've got a squad tactics drill for first we're going to demonstrate for everybody on the 6th of February after church, and that one is also free. So I got that out of the way. I'm going to keep pushing the training. We love training. We love training. Training does several things, folks. And if you're not if you're in a militia and all you're doing is getting together with your buddies and poking holes in paper, you know, hey, okay, fine. You know where the safety switch is on your weapon. You know which is the dangerous end. You're not doing anything that's really going to make you last more than a few seconds if you actually go toe-to-toe with anybody who has any kind of training. And I'm not denouncing the fact that that's all you're doing. I'm just saying you've got to take it to the next level. Training builds character. Training builds esprit de corps. Let me see here. Where am I here? Oh, I got to go here. And it's very, 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 very important that you train together to build esprit de corps. And probably what we're going to do is this is in late April with Larry Wick, the split-second survival guy, will be the hand-to-hand training. Someone got in there late. And it's going to be a two-day thing for $150. And it's he's going to teach us how to, like, take a guy's larynx out with a comb. I think this is going to be superior to any training we've had yet. Not to denounce the training we've had, but we had to go through that training to get to this level of training. But if you've never had any training at all, this is a good place to start, too. It'll take a little bit longer to get up to speed with the warrior mindset. But most of the people listening to the show have already got a warrior mindset. So I would be very, very... What's the word I'm looking for? I can't recommend it enough. If you can't do any training with us, or you can only do one training a year, do the split-second survival.
At least buy the videos. It gets you a good idea.
Yeah, at least buy the videos and study those. And the thing of it is, I don't know if I want to say this or not. He's looking for trainers, and I volunteered to be a trainer because he wants to open a studio in this area. Because he's trying to get... He's got 12 instructors nationwide now, Lou. That's what he told me on the phone.
I wasn't there.
I know, but I didn't know if there was something online because you've studied his website. Basic. A big fat slob like me can do it. A 100-pound lady can do it. And it's basically just survival stuff, so that's good.
No strength.
No strength, no locks, no holds, no nerves. Just damage and move. Extreme damage in that first second and go. We were watching.
Oh, that's weird.
Where did that pop up?
It's an ad.
Oh, an ad just popped up on Google up here. It says defend yourself 24/7 on my screen.
That's scary.
So that means that they know what we're talking about. The people at Ustream are monitoring and placing ads. Now it says false child abuse charges. Do you guys seeing those? You seeing those little ads on the bottom by Google? Oh, it just disappeared. Now that I'm talking about it, they took it down. Okay, who's the crafty SOB that's monitoring that's putting ads on our page? Well, I guess they get to put ads. Now it says sexual abuse allegations. No, bring it back. I want the other one on Defend Yourself 24/7. Man, I'm going to get rid of that. How can I get rid of that ad? I'm Xing. It's on my screen. For some reason, it's on my screen. I don't know why, but it is. Okay, well, let's get back to it here. I think I announced all the training. Whoa, no, I didn't mean to do that. Why did I do that? I've got something here. You know, we were talking about the federal... Yesterday, I listened to the show this morning that I said I kept saying federal trade zones instead of foreign trade zones on yesterday's show. Not one of you called me on it. Come on, people. You're supposed to be show monitors. Actually, they're interchangeable because the federal government's in bed with the rest of the world governments, but it's... Foreign trade zones, FTZs. So I want to correct that. I screwed it up. It's like 9 times out of 10 I said federal trade zones because I look at them as just being the enemy too. So it's foreign trade zones. So then, you know, I get up this morning after a listener who was hearing us on Patriot Broadcasting Network heard me talking about that, then sent in an email telling me this, and they found it, and I clarified this. We talked about it a little bit yesterday about FEMA going out and buying up all the food and everything. Well, FEMA requests information on the availability of 140 million packets of food, blankets, and body bags. 140 million body bags. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, specifically cites the states that will be needed in North Carolina, South Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. That's right, the Gulf of Mexico all over again. FEMA is also looking for hydration supplies for a disaster in and around the New Madrid fault system, just as they are looking for food, blankets, and body bags for recovering bodies underwater. You know, you HARP people are going to get all excited about this. Now, I went and checked this out on theintelhub.com, theintelhub.com. I found it confirmed there because this person just sent it to me like in a note form. So then I checked it out, theintelhub.com, and check it out, and you can find that story there also. But I'm going to talk a little bit about this. In the past, FEMA has done these big purchase orders, usually because if they don't spend it, they're going to lose it. I'm playing devil's advocate here for a minute, if you will allow me on a Christian radio show. They have to spend the money or they lose it in the next budget cycle. That may be what this is, and they're focusing on a threat. The New Madrid fault is there. It's considered to be one of the most dangerous faults on the North American continent. It's named New Madrid because, like, in 1813 or something, I can't remember the exact date, when it ripped last time, the town of Madrid disappeared. The Mississippi River moved and swallowed it. So they called it the New Madrid fault because they had to move the town and start it again. And this could be just due diligence, but it still makes me nervous that they would want that many, 140 million packets of food. Now, could the Gulf of Mexico oil spill cause a massive earthquake along the New Madrid fault line? How deep were they drilling and why? You know, that's one of the things there. I'm putting on my aluminum foil hat here now. I'm going the other way. There's a very important aspect of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill crisis that hardly anyone is talking about. You see, it's not just an oil spill that BP had unleashed in the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. What BP has done is that they have uncorked what some people are calling an oil volcano that is violently spewing oil and gas out of the floor of the Gulf of Mexico so violently and with such pressure that it is beyond the capacity of human technology to control it. There's a thin crust containing it. Do you guys remember them vaguely talking about this when the disaster was? It's like, nobody's ever drilled through that. We don't know what it's going to do. The pressure blew out all their known technology to defeat that. Now, some people are saying this could be a Teotihuacan thing. You know, the earth could crack in half, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to go that route. But I want to make you aware of it, that the contracts with Walmart, these federal trade zones, the massive purchasing they're doing under cover of possibly the New Madrid fault going, which it could. Let's say they're telling the truth there. The massive hiring of law enforcement, the militarization of law enforcement, the placing of Chinese communities around our nation to bring in foreign troops, the establishment of NORCOM, a domestic military unit, which is completely unconstitutional, to occupy and do police forces. They just built, and I didn't get to this yesterday, in 29 Palms, California, they built a multi-billion dollar city, modern city, American city, not Baghdad, not Afghanistan, not mud huts, a modern city with working hotels, businesses, live people actors, and they're going to train U.S. and foreign forces in urban assault and crowd control tactics in 29 Palms. Just Google it, 29 Palms, new urban warfare training center. 29 Palms Urban Warfare Training Center. It's the biggest training center ever built in the world. I could read you the stats from it, but I can tell you exactly what it is. It's for kicking in doors and taking guns. They're saying it's, well, what if terrorists take over a major hotel in, say, San Diego? We have to train for that. No, you don't. You're the Army. Police departments need to train for that. Militias need to train for that. State police, not the Marine Corps, not the Army, and especially not foreign agencies and foreign armies coming to 29 Palms to train. The infrastructure that is being built right now across America, they say, putting people to work. You know, your TARP funds at work. Look at where they're rebuilding bridges, rebuilding and widening freeways. Out here in the middle of nowhere, we have a little community called Lemoore, California. The only reason it's there, since the lake was drained, is that there's a Navy Warfare Center, Lemoore Naval Air Station, where they train their fighters. And some other things they train there, but it's mostly their fighters. All day long you hear jets coming and going. And their tactical air wings for the carriers and all that kind of stuff. They're building a major four-lane freeway into that from the 99 freeway, which runs north and south, into that. Why? Why do they need four lanes? They've been there since World War II, I think, maybe even World War I, and now all of a sudden they need four lanes going in and out of that. Here in California, they're revamping all of the hereto unused railway systems. The county of Tulare wants to gain control of the railway systems. They're putting through a bill right now to allow rezoning of agricultural land to business zoning for warehouses. They want to make this area, which usually grew all your food, to store all that stuff for Walmart and whoever that the Chinese are going to make when they're here, on these rail lines that they're trying to revamp. They don't want the rail lines to fall into decay, because the railroads, they're like, hey, we don't care about them. They're not making us any money. We don't use them for agriculture anymore. Trucks have taken over that role. Do you see where I'm going with this? They're putting tons of money into certain areas and certain infrastructure. In his State of the Union speech, was it last night? He said, we need to be more like China and invest in infrastructure. And they are constantly pouring money into these areas. Mike's saying that that widening the stretch of the 198 is long overdue. Why? Why do they need to add four lanes to an agricultural area with a population density of less than 40,000? What are they going to be moving down that freeway, Mike? Sure, at 5 to 6 o'clock, the place has got a lot of cars on it, but the rest of the day, it's a no-man's land. I used to live along it down there. There is no destination other than the naval station. Who's going to the Navy station? Their permanent party numbers aren't that huge, and they should be flying out of there anyway. Couple that with the Walmart contract in the area, the rezoning of agricultural land for industrial purposes, the overtaking of private railways by public entities, the high-speed rail system that they just allocated $900 million from the state to start building a high-speed rail system from Los Angeles to Sacramento up the 99 corridor. Mike's saying it's a dangerous commute, Hanford train station. Hanford train station gets a little bit of traffic. I've been there. They don't get a whole lot. Most of the people that use the train right now are related to the prisons and people from Hanford and Lemoore that work in Fresno. See, I've taken the train, and that's mostly it's prisoners on it. I was really surprised how many prisoners they transport, because there's all kinds of prisons. There's another thing. Thank you for bringing that up, Mike. There's all kinds of prisons along the rail line, that the Amtrak rail line. When I got on it, they said, I had my then 8-year-old daughter with me. They said, don't let your daughter walk around. See all these guys with paper sacks that are stapled shut? They're all cons. They're either getting out of prison or reporting to prison. And they're supposed to be nonviolent offenders, turning in, but we don't know what they've really done, so keep them away, keep her away from them. Which infuriates me, because when her birth mother lets her ride the train with her, she lets her walk around and talk to these scumbags, but that's a whole other story. Look around where you live. Start noticing these things. Start noticing where they're putting in new bridges. It's weird. The city of Visalia is replacing all of its overpasses, and they had just been refitted for seismic refitting from the mid-90s, and now they're replacing them again. And there's some beautification going on. They're putting these nice heavy metal-looking, ironwork on them and trying to make it look really nice. But something's up. And I've been trying to connect the dots, as they say, by looking at all these different articles, the way they're shifting stuff around, the shifting of budgets, the shifting of laws. Now, we've been doing some research today. California, and you're going to be surprised how I tie this in, but stay with me. California's welfare system is in danger of collapsing and causing its recipients to riot. Currently, if you go to apply for welfare, there's a big thing. If you're a longtime listener, you know they caught welfare people using their little, they're like ATM cards they give them at casinos, strip clubs in Hawaii, all kinds of stuff. So they came up with these rules. If you get caught buying liquor with your money, because you can get cash out at an ATM, or drugs, or non, prescribed food items, you can be suspended for a period of time. Well, this morning they announced on the radio, which was kind of weird because we were doing this research, they announced on the radio that California is considering allowing welfare people to use their food stamp cards at fast food places, which kind of works. I thought that's kind of strange. But they have a new law that slipped in, we don't know when they did it, that if you get caught taking your welfare money, because that'll give you, say, $500 cash, let's just say, and you take that cash and you go to Walmart and you buy ammo and then you go to the pawn shop and you buy a pistol, you will be suspended permanently from the state welfare program. You can buy crack, you can buy alcohol, you can buy a stripper and get suspended for 3 months. But you buy ammo or a firearm, you get kicked off of it and face the possibility of jail time. And when people are going in now, they're making them sign a waiver saying that they understand they can't spend that money on ammunition or guns. See? What's going on here? And I hope I tied that in there. They're moving the chess pieces. It's like that movie Independence Day when Jeff Goldblum realized that it was a countdown was occurring in that digital feed that was hidden in the subcarrier of the signal, and that it was actually being used to synchronize the ships to move the chess pieces around. I see that happening. I'm not saying I'm Jeff Goldblum, and I'm not saying I'm even that smart, but I'm just starting to notice this pattern of the media, the military, social services, state and local governments, police, and private entities, large private entities, corporations, all seeming to work in one direction. And when's the last time in America anything ever went together? It's really weird. I've never seen this many people able to function together in any level in this country, and now it's like everything's moving towards one thing. National socialism and New World Order. We'll be back after the break. I'll give out the number then, I guess. And I'll be expecting some calls. I want to hear what you're seeing in your area, what you think. Am I being paranoid? Am I paranoid? We'll be right back.
It's coming down. It's coming down. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. With soldiers dressed in black and blue to aim the crosshairs of their guns at the end. I know a man who lives way up in Idaho, whose sole desire was only to be left alone. One day he sold a so-called friend a gun. One day the federal troops showed up and shot his wife and son. It's coming down. It's all around. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue to aim the crosshairs of their guns at me and you. Way down upon a Waco, Texas farm, I saw the lawless law there flex its long lean arm. Before the sealed search warrants could even be served, the ATF shot up the place, some not what they deserve. It's coming down, it's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in black and blue. I bet their leaders think they're fooling me and you. Foreign troops, they train upon American soil. They
They hide and sneak around like snakes that slither and coil. And while the people turn their heads complacently, their federal income tax goes up to fund this tyranny. It's coming down. It's in your town. The New World Order's training armies on our ground. Stormtroopers dressed in blue and black, like the vicious dogs they are.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info.
Buy something.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones Experience, and I don't exist. I'm not real. There really is no Dutch Jones. So, ladies, please stop sending in the pictures of your children that you want to marry off to us. I don't exist. I'm not real. I may pepper in a few life experiences, but I also pepper in life experiences from made-up characters from the TV show South Park and Family Guy. I'm a computer. I'm like Max Headroom without the video. So if those of you that are old enough to know what that means, I applaud you for remembering that. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Show. We come to you Monday through Friday. We try to do 2 hours a day. I think we're just going to do an hour today because we do have Bible study tonight. And I don't want to give you a bad show. I don't want to give you a bad show. I don't want to sit here and just ramble on because I don't have enough to talk about. I was expecting phone calls on that last subject. The phone number is 559. Okay, get your pencil now. The area code is 559. 561-8225. I'm going to try something here to make sure it works. That wake you up? And you can call in. I want to know if you're seeing this stuff in your area. I want to know if you're aware of your surroundings. Or do you just think, like Mike said, oh, they need to widen it. You know, maybe I'm being overreactive, but it's just strange to me. It's very, very strange to me. With these foreign trade zones having barbed wire and security around them, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to end up like England and, you know, and what was his name? Chamberlain. There shall be peace at all time. Hitler is a reasonable man. I'm not that guy. I'd rather be paranoid and wrong than blind and dead or in a concentration camp. I'll take that any time. I'll take chewing my fingernails and being looking over my shoulder any time for sitting fat and stupid in the middle of a field while the wolves are sneaking up on me to devour my flesh. I'll take that any time. So I want to know what you're seeing. I got, where did I put that? Scotty38, moments before the show, mentioned something that I didn't even notice today. And so thank you, Scotty, for contributing to the show. By the end of April, this is from AP, color-coded terror warnings to be gone by April 2nd. I wonder if it's an April Fool's joke. By the end of April, terror threats to the U.S. will... Oh, here we go. Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Dutch, this is Warlin.
Hey, Warlin, hey, you sound... You're not coughing today.
Oh, I took some deep ingestion.
So did I. I cheated. I broke down. So are you seeing anything in your area?
No, mostly just libtards wandering around.
Libtards.
The zombie apocalypse is upon us.
It sure is, and I think they're going to be our biggest threat for the first few waves of the attack will be the zombies out there, and that's how they have it planned. So what do you think? Am I being paranoid? Are you seeing the same stuff in the media that I'm seeing, or am I just nuts?
Well, I really don't pay attention to media that much.
You get your news from me, right?
Oh, you and Oracle and Liberty Tree and a whole bunch of different.
You're probably better that way. You wouldn't be as frustrated as I am reading through all the other stuff.
Right. Yeah. Mark Kornke is always good for important information.
Now, we couldn't find his show today. We just found an 8 a.m. show. Did he not do shows today, or did they not get uploaded, or?
They probably didn't get... Yeah.
Because you were in the chat room today, you said.
Yeah, I was in there. He was talking.
Yeah, we can't find him to download him to play him on our FM 400-watt station here, so...
Huh.
I'll have to repeat yesterday's or something. We'll just play another episode of Patriots, the book. His, hey, did we send you a copy of Patriots, Warlin?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good.
I listened to it.
Exactly. Good. What do you think of the guy narrating it?
He's okay. He does pretty good.
They needed Charlton Heston, but he's dead, so... if I'd have known, I'd have volunteered to do it. I would have loved to have done the audiobook version of that. I'd have done it kind of with a Shakespearean tone, but, you know, it's okay. So we're running them on the air here, starting yesterday. We're going to run Chapter 1 till Friday, and then Monday we'll start Chapter 2, and every week we'll change the chapters and try and annoy the hippies in the area.
Oh, that's going to be a long book.
It's 26 chapters. We could take, well, maybe we'll speed it up.
Parts.
26 parts. It's 31 chapters, 26 parts that it's been edited down to. So they're like an hour each. So maybe we'll change it midweek, but we'll run like four different chapters at a time to confuse people when they listen.
Okay. So anyway, that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in and breaking the ice. Maybe somebody else will call in now. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so somebody will call in. Say, whatever happened to Batfag?
He's changed. He does shift work. I don't want to say what he does, but he does shift work. And so he listens on the replay that Only Ma puts up. And that way he, you know, and then he makes comments during the day to me via email when he's listening.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. But yeah, he's one of those civil service guys that gets rotating shifts. So we'll get bursts of him, so we should appreciate him when he's here.
All righty.
We do miss him.
Yeah, he's always fun to talk to.
Yeah, I like having him. I love having everybody in the chat room. Holy Ma, you, I just, it's great. The more the merrier, the more input the better. It helps me do the show because it shows me that there are people that actually care and that listen. You know, we've got our Michigan contingency. They're putting their kids to bed right now, I guess. So they listen late at night or early in the morning, and then they send comments to me. It's like there are four or five specific different listening audiences, and each of them are unique and different in their own way, and it's awesome.
Right. Yeah, you're reaching out to a lot of different people.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for Liberty Tree, we wouldn't be reaching half the people we are. I mean, I've been doing this for years, and we, like, quadrupled our listening audience when we left... you know, that No Amendment radio over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good that we're on here. I'm glad to be on here. So, okay, well, thank you, Warlin. Thank you for calling in. Glad your cough's gone.
Okay.
Talk to you later, brother. Bye. That was nice. Warlin from Chico. It's our Chico correspondent. Man on the street from Chico. I should get him to, like, walk around and interview libtards about what's going on and see if we could do that. If we could get that on the air, it'd be fun. So in April, they're going to get rid of the shades of green, blue, yellow, orange, and red. The nation's color-coded terror warning system will be phased out beginning that week, first week in April, according to government officials familiar with the plan. The officials requested anonymity to speak ahead of an announcement scheduled Thursday by Homeland Security Secretary Janet the Butch Napolitano. The Homeland Security Department and other government agencies have been reviewing the Homeland Security Advisory System usefulness for more than a year. Well, they don't even really use it. One of the most notable changes to come, the public will no longer hear automated recordings at U.S. airports stating the threat level is orange. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Just move on. Just continue being sheep. The Obama administration will take the next 3 months to roll out a replacement, which will be called the National Terrorism Advisory System, NTAS. Wait a minute, is that Satan? They need another A. The new plan calls for notifying specific audiences about specific threats. In some cases, it might be one-page threat description sent to a law enforcement official describing the threat. So basically, they're going to go, we have reason to believe that the Mujahideen is in your neighborhood and is going door-to-door. Please don't open your door for the next 24 hours. They're probably going to cater them to regions. When agency officials think there's a threat the public should know about, they will issue an announcement and relay on news organizations and social media outlets to get the word out. So they're going to use Facebook. Facebook's going to be your terrorism announcement site now. Granted, it was stupid anyway. You know, it was just kind of like, well, what does it mean? What does it mean anyway? Okay, we're on red. You know, we're on black. The buildings are falling down. And they've never really used it to any degree. When I worked for the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, the guy who... It's another Dutch Jones character here, by the way, just so you understand that. I got to see how they decide these things, and it's just it's ridiculous. It's you know, like with a tornado watch versus warning. How many people, unless you live in Tornado Alley, even know what that means? A severe storm warning versus a severe storm watch. What they need to do is just say there is a great possibility at this time in this bracketed time frame that something bad could happen. Don't go to Disneyland. But they're not going to do that. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're going to come up with some other antiquated. They're going to come up with okay, we've replaced it with purple, pink, salmon, pink again with a slash through it, and then purple. And if it's purple, you're probably already dead. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant tomorrow. That's what it's going to be. Or they'll have a number system. You know, 1B means this, 2B means that. You got to realize the same people that run DMV are running the terror anti-terrorism division of the United States. You know, they can call it whatever they want. You know, they change the initials all the time, but it never changes the ineptitude of the drones. Now, the people behind the scenes are not inept. Don't think for a minute they are. This is just to add confusion to you so you don't know what's going on. So next time they say, hey, we have a Class 5 hurricane headed towards a major population area. It's time to evacuate if you want to, but you don't have to. If you stick around later, we'll come and help you and stick you in an auditorium somewhere. That's basically, it's mediocrity at its best. If they really wanted to do something to secure and prepare, they would be doing more things like we're doing here. Every American would be trained like we are. If our nation really gave a darn about the security of its people and its borders, and really were fighting a war on terrorism. But they're not. It's all just a menagerie. This is just to create jobs in the printing industry so they can come up with new pamphlets. They realize, hey, we got to pump some money into the economy. Let's help the printers out. Let's make some new manuals, some new posters. Let's do some new training. We got to send some new training around. It's been, 10 years now? It's been 10 years. Let's change it. They do stuff like that. Cities do that all the time. They'll say, hey, we got to change the motif of our street signs. I've seen it. So then it just creates a lot of busy work for government employees. This terrorism thing meant that this coding system was nothing. Do you honestly think if there was a serious, serious attack going on, did they raise the terror threat in any of these other ones? The Times Square bomber, the Christmas tree bomber? They knew it was going to happen. Did they raise the threats on those days? Did they put out a big announcement? Hey, we suggest you don't go to any Christmas tree lightings in the Pacific Northwest. No, they're not going to tell you. They're either going to false flag it, fumble it, and let people die, or not let it happen at all. And then try and brag like, you know, it was great. You know, give the guy fake bombs. You know, hey, that wasn't C4, that was Play-Doh? I thought it tasted like Play-Doh, but I wasn't sure. If you actually think you can depend on the federal government to warn you of any kind of threat, any threat, I mean, they're lying to you about the economy. Something that is less dangerous, like the economy, don't get me wrong, but they're making you think the economy is improving when it's not. They're lying about that. Do you think they're going to tell you the truth about terrorism? No. No, they're not. That's why it's up to you to do the things that I'm trying to do. When we start, you know, telling you to keep your eyes open and things like that. I'm not trying to create jobs here. I'm not trying to scare you either. I'm trying to empower you to go look around your community and see what's missing and what's there. Remember we told you guys to go look at empty malls and see what they're doing? Did you guys do that? Did any of you do that? I got back like two things and they were from people I know. I don't know if you guys are taking this seriously enough or you're already in a safe place. Let's hope that's what it is and you're like, hey, it doesn't really matter. You know? But you should be out looking at stuff, taking pictures, rattling cages a little bit to see what's going on. Play stupid. You know? Rocky, who listens to this show, he's a truck driver. He brought me a bunch of good intel last night from him driving around. But he goes to church here, so that's a little, you know, maybe that's unfair to you guys. I'm not mad at you. It's okay. Yeah, they could know that the world was going to explode next week, and they would never tell the population because they're saying, it could cause havoc, is what Bubba said. That they wouldn't tell. A meteorite's going to hit. We can't tell them because people will die. There'll be accidents. There'll be chaos. Well, if they stay in Los Angeles and the tidal wave hits, they're going to die too. It's ridiculous. I'd rather have a fighting chance at it. But that's why I don't put my eggs in their basket. I will not put my eggs ever again in the hands of any government entity. And those of you that do are asking to get your eggs smashed. That sounded kind of weird. That's a Dutchism right there. Keep your eggs from getting smashed. Keep them out of the government's basket. Don't let the government fondle your eggs. Don't let them get their hands on your eggs. Keep them out. Keep them away. Keep them as far away as possible. That's the point of this show. I'm always looking for these things. I'm always trying to... And I'm not the best communicator in the world. I get an idea in my head, and it makes total perfect sense to me. And then when I try to get it out over the air, people are like, what did he mean by that? We're supposed to fear eggs? What is he... Oh, huh? I got to go buy a bunch of eggs. And is that what he said? No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that your life and the life of your family is the most precious gift God gave you. And you should have the due diligence to keep your eyes wide open. You know, you got to do the daily stuff. I'm fortunate here. I'm isolated. And I got to worry about things like, you know, things violating our food where it's stored and strangers wandering onto the property. I don't have to worry about soccer or piano lessons. I look at Lou and say, hey, Lou, do your Spanish lesson. Okay. My life's a little more simple than most people's. I focus just on the holy cause of liberty a lot more than most people have the luxury of doing. So I don't take that for granted. So I try to share with you guys what I'm finding and what I'm seeing. And just the expanding of fees, taxation, police levels. You know, we've talked about the increased level of cops on the roads trying to get money to save this state. Now, the federal government has come flat out and said they're not going to bail out California if it folds. And we are going to fold. There is no way. They're saying it's a $28 billion deficit. Even with the cuts that they've made, they've done less than $13 billion in cuts, and they want to raise $13 billion in taxes. That's still $2 billion short, even if they're telling the truth about the $28 billion. Plus, they're never going to... I don't think they're going to be able to raise the taxes because they need a two-thirds vote, because we have some Proposition 13 or something here. I had nothing to do with it. It was before I moved here. But they can't raise taxes in California without a two-thirds vote of the people. And even with all the liberals here and all the idiot zombies, as we were saying, the libtards, there's enough conservatives that are going to go, no way, I can't take it anymore, no more taxes. Oh, but let's say they do vote the taxes in. It's going to make white flight from Detroit look like a stroll in the park. Every business is going to flee. It's already borderline here for businesses with all the business taxes. The trucking industries, the farming industries, all that regulation. People are just going to fold up and go. Maybe that's the plan, because then they'll have major corporations come in and scoop them up. But there are people here that have huge businesses that are poor because of taxation and regulation, and that's where they're going to try and seep the money out of. They're going to squeeze the stone, and they're going to try and get blood from a turnip. California's going to fall. So maybe because I'm in one of the top three worst states in the union, I see things a little worse than the rest of you guys do. Because it hasn't hit you yet, like it's hitting here now. You don't have Governor Moonbeam. You know, you don't have attorney generals coming up with all kinds of weird ammunition and firearms laws every week and trying to shove them down your throats like we do. We're the petri dish. They're growing the virus here that they're going to release on you. And I think they're more than willing to let California fall apart. You know who's going to come in to get it? I'm just guessing here, but it'll probably be Chinese corporations, Arab corporations, Canadian. I don't know if the European Union has enough oomph to come in here and offer money, but I guarantee you China might. China's already got the ports, and we know now they have the foreign trade zones. I said it right that time. I didn't say federal. We know that the kosher mafia's got the movie industry. Mafia's got the trucking industry. Regular about Teamsters. Corporations are taking over the farming industry. So everything else is there's just put a big, you know, yard sale sign up on California, and you're going, oh, great. Well, what are you doing in a neighborhood when your neighbor's house gets foreclosed on? And they're auctioning it off, and they're taking and it's sitting there, broken windows in it, waiting for the foreclosure. What happens to the value and quality of life of your property and your family? Because California's right next to you. Are you listening, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Oregon? California goes, the decay is going to spread. And that, I believe, is the plan. If I had to bet my dollar. If I were a betting man, and I'm not, I would say they're waiting for California to fall. Our unemployment just went over 17% here, and that's just what they're telling us about. Our bond rating's in the dirt. For those of you that don't know what that is, we can't even borrow money to get out of this. Time was they would just borrow money over and over and over again to fill in the hole, the sinkhole that is the state debt. Nobody's going to loan us money. They're going to come in and want to buy stuff is what they're going to do. It's going to be, Lefty the loan shark. I almost said land shark. Lefty the loan shark. Yeah, we'll give it to you. But it's 33% interest, and then within a month they'll own the whole state. It's going to be like that scene in RoboCop when the corporation comes in. Hey, we'll help you. Let the corporation take you over, and the state will go corporate. And the police state will begin. Or China will come in. Oh, Haro, you're so sorry. We help you out. We help you. You buy our stuff. We like you. You are consumers. Yes, just sign over property. Next thing you know, they'll have the Coliseum. They'll have state parks and stuff. And then the federal government will be going, well, why don't we just give them some national forests too, since you've already set the precedent. It's going to be a horrible, horrible fire sale, people. I heard a guy last night on Coast to Coast. He says, oh, no, it won't crash. The federal government will just print more money and give it to California. Huh? They won't even use the inflation or deflation phrases because they're scared. Let me tell you something. Those of you that don't think we're in the worst depression in the history of the United States, let me tell you something. During the depression of the 1930s, just picking one of them, because we've been in depressions several times in this country since its founding. No matter what happened in the 1930s, late 20s and 30s, before we got into World War II and in 1941, the dollar never lost its worth. A dollar was a dollar. The rest of the world still believed in it. And the bond ratings of the U.S. government never dropped. What about now? Arabs are talking about dumping the dollar. China's talking about inventing a new currency. Their president came and said, whatever their premier said, the dollar's a thing of the past. And our bond rating's in the dirt. We're in a depression. The only thing that's going up is the stock market. You know why? Because it's a balloon, they can inflate at will. It's like those car dealerships that got the big, underpants gorilla out front that they inflate. It's all full of hot air. Sure, it looks great. Hey, they must be doing great business. No, they're not. They can manipulate the stock market at will. It's all computer controlled. It doesn't even matter if people are actually buying and selling. They can just punch in whatever numbers they want. You remember last summer? Was it last summer or the summer before? Somebody moved a decimal point and almost created a tumble-down effect that destroyed the stock market. They had to put the brakes on because somebody ordered like a trillion rather than a million of shares or something. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? So don't be thinking it's just California. We're just the tip of the spear. Other states are in trouble. Other states are going down. You're seeing the signs all around the country. The zombie scum at the bottom, and I am going to call them that. I'm not going to be one of these people that think the poor are somehow noble just because they're poor. They've had enough. They've had enough of their police state. The poor have been in a police state since the 1960s. Unless if you don't live in a ghetto, you wouldn't know it. I've worked and operated in ghettos. They're already in a police state. They're getting angry. You know what they're doing? They're killing cops now. Look at Detroit. Look at Florida. Look at this maniac in Arizona. For whatever reason, people are being pushed to the brink, whether it's MKUltra or just nerves. People have had enough, and they're just waiting for a match to light this fuse in this United States of America. It used to be these United States. Now it's the United States of America. And it's a house of cards. It was never going to last at this function level. It can't. So you folks better get together. You folks better start understanding this. And I know just the fact that you're listening to the show, everybody that's in here, I know who you are. I know who you are. You get it. I'm preaching to the choir here. But this is for the other people that pick it up. The pod people that don't want their name associated with the show. The download people who sneak around in the middle of the night and listen to Dutch Jones and get their fix when nobody else can hear it. The people who put it on at work and pretend they're taking dictation. I know you're out there. I know you're thinking, man, if I could just get me some bacon, beans, and bullets, I'd be happy. You better do it tomorrow. The best time to get anything done is today. The second best time is tomorrow. And it goes on and on. And the worst day is next week. Because next week never really comes to the procrastinator. So if you're thinking about getting out of Dodge, you're thinking about checking out the church at Cahuilla, you better start doing it now. You better be making plans to be here, be somewhere other than where you are if you're in a city. Period. You never stop planning. Because beautiful weather. It was springtime today. It was like 60 degrees, sunny. Oh, it was beautiful. Once the fog cleared, Lee went out and mowed several lawns today. Did a great job. Looked like Swamp Thing when he was done. He was covered in grass. But it was great. I smelled the chlorophyll as he murdered small blades of grass with his weed eater. Oh, I love the smell of dying grass in the afternoon. That's right. Bubba's saying it's only going to escalate. It is not going to reverse. We are not going to get any rights back. We are not. People say, but California just got its ammo rights back. Okay. We'll get these little glitches to keep us appeased. But what good is it if we can't find anybody to sell ammo? Because they're scared to death now that there is someday going to be a law. I spend my day reaching out to old friends now, trying to see if there's still a spark in them, and to see if I can, throw a little kindling on it and ignite it. Say, hey, remember all those guns I left at your house? What are you doing with them? Why don't you grab them and come up here? Why don't you visit with some of them guns I left at your house? I used to have over 250 guns before my divorce. Rifles, old, nasty ones, nothing nice. But I'd just buy every Curio and relic I could when I thought Y2K was coming. I was going to arm my entire church at that time. Because there was only like three of us in the church that were militant, and the rest, they played paintball. They were cops, firemen, government employees types. But I knew that when the stuff hit the fan, they would go, huh? And I go, okay, I got something for you. I have a different paradigm now. If you're not ready at least to protect yourself, I don't want anything to do with you. If you're not taking care of your family, if you're not a leader of your family, if you're a man who is neglecting the spiritual leadership first, the moral leadership second, the financial leadership, and the martial training of your family and protection of your family, I don't want anything to do with you. Unless you're coming to me saying, man, I screwed up. Can you help me? Can you spin me in the right direction? I'm going to hand you a Bible and a copy of Patriots. But I know people out there that aren't even willing to do that. So, we got great weather here at the church at Kaweah. We're always trying to reach out to you guys. We're always trying to get you to come up here and train with us in hopes of luring you into joining our covenant community. That's what we do. We're getting ready to wrap it up here. We're only going to do an hour. Could some of you guys stick around and let Ed know that that's what we're doing? Because we got to get ready for Bible study. I got to go from my martial mindset to my worship mindset. And it's really hard for me to do that when 2 minutes after I leave here, I go into Bible study. I can't do that. So maybe on Wednesdays I'll just be doing an hour. I've got some people that want to take the second hour. Moreland might be willing to do it. Pastor Thomas McConnell from Missouri, we're talking to him about it. But we'll see what we can do. So this has been the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you for listening. I hope you understand and appreciate what we do here. If you have any questions, contact us. All the information is on dutchjones.info. And as always, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to the Lord alone. But He's asking you to stand in the gap. So God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, where we will have Pastor Warren Mark Campbell and possibly Pastor Thomas McConnell tomorrow evening. So stay tuned, and listen to the replay if you want to. Catch me where I make mistakes. God bless you all.